This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I got a stat. Last season, the Steelers went 8-0. When allowing 18 points or fewer. I would expect that to continue. So the defense gives up 18 or less and the Steelers run defeated. This, to me, needs to change if the Steelers are going to go from this perennial, like, 14th team into the playoffs to, hey, maybe they could actually do something in the playoffs. 2-8 when they allowed 19 or more points.
Wow.
That's not that big of a threshold there.
Not at all.
Like 19 points ain't a lot. Now you'd have to comb through the schedule and see how many points they did allow in those games. Does over 19 wind up meaning like 32? Like whatever. But you've got to find a way to win games in multiple ways. That's been their recipe, man. Since Ben's last year, play defense, try to run the ball, limit possessions, risk-averse football. And if they are able to play the game on those terms, they win. Any other way to play the game, and they'd lose. You cannot be a good team, a great team, if you got one path to victory. You can have one primary path to victory, an identity, fair enough. That can't be the only way to win.
Not in this day and age. You should be able to.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You have to evolve.
When you got Neil O'Donnell and a great Blitzburg defense, okay. And in the 1990s, okay. The early 2000s, okay. When Brad Johnson's winning Super Bowls and Trent Dilfer's winning Super Bowls. Now you got to find multiple ways.
I just don't understand how like some coaches can't get out of their own way. Like, I mean, and know that they need to change, but don't change. Like, and it's a lot harder than me sitting here talking into a mic, but if I was a head coach, like I would... My first thing I would do at the end of every season was look at trends. I would look at trends. I would look at every single 31 other teams. And I look at each trend. And what was the path to victory? What was the path to the playoffs? What was the path to the championship game? What was the path to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl? I would look at all those trends. And to me, the trend is you got to score.
Got to score points.
You got to score points.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, you have to evolve. And some of these coaches, I mean, Mike Tomlin's one of them. He doesn't want to change the way that he coaches. And I understand, like, that should stay the same, but in philosophy should stay the same, but scheme-wise, like, you gotta get on the train because everybody else is moving.
You can run the ball and score points. Baltimore was number one in the NFL in rushing last year. Philadelphia was number two. Both elite teams. Eagles won the Super Bowl. But you gotta be explosive in the run, and it's gotta lead to points. It can't just be, well, let's run it so we don't turn it over. Let's run it so we control the clock.
Right.
No, you got to be explosive, and you got to score points that way. If you think about the final four teams last year, you're thinking, what, Philadelphia and Washington? What did Washington do? Washington was incredibly aggressive on fourth downs. So if you're thinking globally, that's how Mike Tomlin characterizes exactly what you're talking about. What are the trends? Well, Washington was super aggressive going for it on fourth downs. The Eagles were aggressive in that because they had the tush push, which got everybody all pissed
Lions.
Off last night. The Lions, same kind of deal. You had Buffalo and, Josh Allen. There's not a lot of analogies you can draw there. I think you've just got a really special talent at quarterback, and he's the straw that stirs that drink. But those other teams, they all have something they hang their hat on. Meanwhile, Kansas City, we talked about it throughout last season. They won a game. It was against the Raiders. They blocked a kick, or it was against the Dolphins, whatever.
Right, yep.
They always
Denver.
It was Denver. They found so many different ways to win one score games. Sometimes the quarterback's going to bail you out. Sometimes it's a sack. Sometimes it's a great pressure called by Spags, like we saw in the AFC Championship game. They find a million different ways to beat you. That's what the Patriots used to do.
Yep.
So they hang their hat on just winning. They'll find a way. They will win. Eagles run the ball, and then they throw it late. Or they throw it early to run late. Whatever they thought suited. You can't be 2-8 when you give up more than 19 points. You can't have one path to victory. Now, I think it'll be good enough if they run the ball and play defense maybe these first 3 weeks of the season. But by week four, when you're taking on an explosive Minnesota team with a great roster top to bottom, okay, if they shut off path one to victory, you better find a way to win a different way.
You say it'd be good enough, and it probably would be, but wouldn't you want to test the waters against these first three teams?
Sure.
Okay, it'd be good enough for us to win if we go, you know, the normal route that we take. Like, why wouldn't you take a different route? Because you know that is what you can hang your hat on these first three teams. Like, you should want to score.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you. If you win 13-10 and then 17-13 and then 21-18 in your first three games, okay, you're 3-0. No one's apologizing for it, but what are you building towards? Right. Right. I'm already doing the thing. They need to win against the Jets. I will give them a pass if it's not buttoned up offensively this week. But they ain't getting two.
I'm not giving them a pass.
I know you're not giving them a pass.
Just based off of what I watched last night, too, I'm not giving them a pass.
True.
And I'm not talking about the Eagles' offense. I'm talking about the Cowboys' offense.
Yeah. Bang, bang, boom.
Both offenses. We talked about it, I think, before the show. We were like, hey, that was actually clean football. Clean football. The offenses were driving. They were scoring. Why can't the Steelers do that?
Right.
Why do we have to give them an excuse? Because, you know, this is a new-ish roster. Everybody's new.
Mike Tomlin always says you'd rather say whoa than sick 'em. He was saying whoa an awful lot last year as they were the worst first quarter team in the entirety of the NFL. They warmed into so many games last season.
Yeah.
You can't have that happen. I'll give him a pass if it's ugly offensively week one. You will not, and I think people are more than likely going to agree with you on that. For sure, though, when Seattle comes here at home, you better be putting up points.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.